Welcome to our community corner on KKWC as we talk about what's going on in Webster City. And a very special project is just getting started to help remember a very dear friend, Ken Harbston. Coming up on November 14th, Arts Alive will have a special event to be held at the Brewer Creek Shelter in Webster City, talking with Janet Adams from Arts Alive. And Janet, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning, Pat.
Let's talk about this event coming up on the 14th, this a week from Sunday.
Yes, we intended it to show the community where the piece would probably be located, and then a little bit about why this location was chosen. And also the event is to kind of let people know that we're back in business after the COVID outbreak that we've had, and I want to keep proceeding forth with projects that we had planned previously. So that's kind of the intention, so folks can come down. And we'll show them the location. They can have some wine and cheese or hot cider, whatever they would like to choose, and visit with us about that. We'll have most of the committee, I think, will be able to be there so we can respond to concerns and questions. And that's sort of the intent of it.
Now, the prototype, in a way there, Janet, that'll be on display on the 14th. Is that correct?
Yes. And it's clearly, yes, it is a prototype. And I think that... That has been made sort of responding to the concerns and the wishes of the... We have two people working on that. Two board members are in charge of that. So they've been working with Tim, who they chose a month or so ago, to put their ideas together. And the ideas came from generally the community when we were looking and talking about what should be represented in the piece. So the prototype is sort of a start, a beginning on that. And so I think it's... coming along really, really well, really well.
But it takes money to help this make it all possible there, Janet.
Yes, it does. We've been very fortunate to get donations from the community. Arts Are Alive has put some money in also. And we're getting close to what we think we'll need. We figure there'll be some setup costs that'll have to be covered. There will be the stipend to the artist. And there'll most likely be other expenses we haven't anticipated at this point. So we will be following the process of once the plan has been approved by the committee, then it will go to the Park and Rec Commission. Following that, it goes to the I can't think of the name right now. Anyway, we have another step in there, and then finally mm-hmm. go to the City Council. So it'll be a couple months yet before we get to the point where the construction can actually begin.
And we're saying that the construction will take place there, Janet, around the Hospital Hill area. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's off to the side. It's along the sidewalk that goes from kind of on the west east side of the old hospital, what's called Hospital Hill to many people.
Sure. Okay, now how can people donate to this project, Janet?
Well, if they can either send a donation to Arts Are Alive, 1102 Division Street, Webster City, Iowa, or they can contribute that day on Sunday, the 14th. So we're accepting contributions in various forms. We also have an online avenue that you can take if you prefer that.
Again, we're talking with Janet Adams, who represents Arts Alive on the Community Corner this morning on KKWC Radio. Now, this is just one of many projects that Arts Alive is involved in. What else are we going to be seeing down the road there, Janet, for 2022 as things are trying to get back to normal after this COVID
yes.
situation?
Well, while Kent was alive, we visited with him with various projects, and the one that we hope to pursue is adding more sidewalks that connect the sculptures that are already down in the park. As many people have told us, the sculptures are too close together, and we would agree with them on that. So we're planning to spread the pieces out more throughout the park and then put sidewalk kind of in a fashion that is conducive to walking and looking at them. And, of course, all of this has to be approved by various entities in the community as far as planning and zoning, again, the commission itself, and then the city council. So we are just in the talking stages. We have some drawings that we had looked at before and are pursuing those, and so we'll be continuing to work with the city to be able to place the sculptures in a different spot and then have a little connecting sidewalk to each of the pieces.
One of the things we've missed in the last year or so there, Janet, has been that work in West Twin Park. Now, since we have the new shelter there in West Twin Park, will that be coming back next summer, the displays we missed?
Yes, we plan to do that in August again, yes. And we hope the COVID is under control enough that it would be safe to have a large gathering, and we'll be outside, so we hope that, but at this point, yes, we are planning to do the event in August
of next year, and I'm sure you'll be searching for entries for new sculptures there at West Twin Park?
Yes, we will be. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We only put 5 in this past year, basically because of the COVID, and we had not done much fundraising at all, so we were kind of tight on resources there, so it was just 5 pieces. We may increase that as the future goes on, kind of depending on funding and how we can manage all of that.
So that Sculpture Festival return next August, that's kind of a sign of things to come in a way for 2022 for the great work by Arts Alive. But again, we want to invite the public closer to the date of November 14th, a week from Sunday, and that'll be from 1 until 3 o'clock. Oh, we can't forget one more theme too, Janet. There's some music part of the thing.
Yes, Tyler and Jace Abens are going to be providing music, and I think that will be a very pleasant atmosphere that will be added to the event.
Mm-hmm. So it'll be great to see the Abens entertaining. But again, that's Sunday, November 14th, 1 until 3 p.m. for the display, the prototype of the Kent Harvest sculpture. Of course, we all miss Kent very much. He passed on just over 2 years ago. And we hope people can come to that. If they can't make it there, Janet, will there be some pictures on the Arts Are Live website or Facebook page?
I think so. Committee that are working with this, once they've made a decision that this is what they want to go with, then we can put a picture on it. It's fairly accurate, but mm-hmm. but even after that, we still have to go to the various entities for approval. So that'll take a while.
All right. And once again, if you'd like to send a gift, a donation for the Kent Harp sculpture for Arts Are Alive, period, just send it to Arts Are Alive, 1102 Division Street in Webster City, 50595, or else check out their website or just check out their Facebook page for all the information about Arts Alive. And again, that's Sunday, November 14th at the Brewer Creek Shelter for the special event for the Ken Harps sculpture at Brewer Creek Park. And let's see if we can get a great turnout coming up on the 14th.
Thank you, Pat. We appreciate this.